So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Take command. Welcome back, Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson. This pick segment is brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The number I'm looking at in this Cowboys-Commanders game is actually the first half total. So I told you the game total is 54. I think it could play to the over. It's going to be a shootout. But the first half is right at 27.5. And I'm actually going to roll with the under in that number because, number one, Washington, short week, comes out. You know, slow starts have been a bugaboo. They're obviously going to talk about that all week. They're trying to fix that. But I also think sometimes in a big game, important game like this, there's a little feeling each other out maybe that happens. I think 54 is in play, and I think both teams could get to 30. But I think as the game goes on, things can open up. Maybe you come out and you try to set some things up in the running game. And so I'll say under 27, maybe at halftime, it's like a, you know, a 17 to 10, you know, kind of situation, or 14 to 10 and, you know, 13-10. And then next thing you know, the wide open second half gets you to that 54. But I like under 27.5 at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, man. I think the offense is going to be prolific in this game. And you look at the Carolina game, which had, for my money, kind of a slow start. And that was 17-13, right? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think these
couple of big plays, though, which could very well happen in this game, too, obviously.
Right. I think that's what I'm saying is, like, when you're looking at how porous the Cowboys' defense is, I think you're expecting an explosive play from the Commanders' offense. And when you're looking at the playmaking horsepower on the perimeter, I think you're looking at a lot of explosive opportunities from those guys as well. So I would probably take the over on that. But, you know, you're the expert, so I'm going to defer to you.
I don't know about that. My FanDuel account would tell you otherwise. Sounds like Logan is on the other side of this one. Once again, that was the pick segment brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right, so who eats? We'll start with the Commanders offense. Give me someone who has a big day.
I mean, I think Jaden Daniels is going to absolutely ball out of control in this game. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting. You know, he kind of came out of what I thought was a very good performance outside of the fumble. And the narrative this week is the fumble. Like, is Caleb better than Jaden? And he's the guy. He's kind of like got that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant vibe to him where it's like, bump it. Let me just show you what I'm about. And I think this is the perfect defense for him to show you exactly what he's about. So I think Jaden Daniels has an absolutely monstrous day against the Cowboys.
There's no reason why he wouldn't. I'm going to go Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt just to say something different.
Oh, look at you. Your guy. You're taking him. Love it.
Bill season. 5.7 a pop. 60 carries. He also has a little something to prove, right? He's lost a fumble in back-to-back games now.
Yeah.
In the two games, they've stud with him, but he's now getting almost all the carries. You know, just overnight, it was like, we don't really trust him. We're not really sure. Everyone's got to touch the football to, like, now you get 99% of the carries. And it just happened, like, overnight while we were all sleeping. Now he's a grown-up. Now we trust him. I never really understand that. It always annoys me, but whatever. I'm just glad that we got here, and he's getting all the carries. And he's stockpiling some big plays. So against this defensive front, seeing what Rico Dowdell just did, I think he could go for, it's going to be a 100-yard game. I'll be very, very surprised if not. And maybe a career day for him where we're talking about him in the middle of next week. How about defensively? Who is going to feast?
Yeah, so for me, I would have said Dorrance Armstrong, but I'm not sure where the hamstring is at the moment. Like, that's something that's a little bit concerning to me because I think he would absolutely eat Tyler Guyton alive in this game, just like his physicality, the way he rushes. If he doesn't play, I mean, I really think this is something we didn't talk about in the defensive preview, but like, or defensive review. Like, if you can win first and second down and play well on those downs and put Dak in more high leverage situations more often in this game, I think that is also fortuitous for you. So what I mean by that is, like, this team does such a good job of screening keepers, quick game on first and second down. Can you manage that and get them into third and unmanageable situations, or get them off schedule and force Dak to kind of have to beat you in multiple high leverage situations? I think that would be really helpful too. In order to get that done, I think the defensive line needs to play well. Specifically, like, the defensive ends need to absolutely crush in terms of setting edges, being physical. And right now, because of the injury situation, it's like, who's going to step in and fill those roles? So in order to offset some of that, I'm going to go to kind of the two guys who have been incredibly consistent, and that's Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne. Like, those guys, like, that front, our front needs to play really, really well. And I think they are capable of doing that. And to elevate kind of the injuries and the turnover at the defensive end position, I think those guys have to play well and have to be impactful in this game in order for the Washington Commanders to win.
For me, I think you got to turn the ball over, take the ball away from Dallas, because they're going to get theirs. And the Cowboys are saying the same thing about Washington, right? You got to generate a takeaway. It's really hard to do against Washington until they played the Bears. Three takeaways for the opponents all season and then got to six. You know, the flip side, I'm going to pick a corner. I'll just say, like, a Marshawn Lattimore gets a pick, or, maybe it's Trey, a Bobby Wagner, like, zoning linebacker thing where Dak doesn't see you trying to find a tight end and you jump a passing lane or something. But they need to turn Dallas over. I don't see them just lining up and stopping them consistently. So to me, Dan Quinn talked about this week. Like, he was asked about the defense again, and he's like, you know, there's a lot of things that are okay. We're not getting the football. And yeah. I think if people are expecting one of the things that gets lost in the conversation, I always talk about this with baseball. People will be like, oh, this guy's not hitting at all. He's hitting like 219. It's like, yeah, dude, the league batting average is 235. Like, yeah, it's not that bad. He's five hits away from being league batting average.
Right.
Average, you know. And on defense, people are watching the defense kind of scoring it against like the 2000 Ravens or whatever. Like, oh, man, you're supposed to be giving up 225 yards and no points. It's like, well, no, in today's NFL, teams are going to score 24 points and they're going to put up 295 to 315 getting out of bed, right? So it's like, how many more than that do you give up, essentially? And so I guess my point is,
when it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
It's about takeaways. It's about sacks. It's about game-changing plays. Can you make enough of those? And so I'll say they get a big interception at an important time, and I'll just throw Lattimore or Wagner out there as the guy to do it.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And I think that another guy that I would shout out there too is like Quan Martin, coming off kind of he's been playing really well outside of one really definitive play.
Has been a guy who's 55-yard touchdown to Swift where he misses the tackle on the sideline.
Yeah, has been around the football a lot. You know, he has the interception that's called back versus – What game was that? Holy cow. That was the second game of the year.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has the fumble versus LA. Like, I think he's a guy that could maybe provide a spark there also.
Well said. All right. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. Please subscribe to the pod. Spread the word. Send it to a friend. Get them to listen if they've never tried it before. We're trying to grow it. You can watch us anytime you want on YouTube as well. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. We will have a post-game podcast for you on Sunday. After the Cowboys and the Commanders. So come on back for that. That'll be a live pod reacting to everything that goes on the field in Dallas. This has been Take Command. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the game.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.